It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this day three of the Fall 2024 Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. Here on American Family Radio, and let me be among the first to thank you. Man, this is amazing what God has done. I'll wait, because I'm pretty sure some others are going to come in soon to want to share the numbers, but it is it's remarkable. It's remarkable what God continues to do. Thank you to each and every one of you who have used your resources, your hard-earned resources, to support the work that God is doing through AFR. And as I've said numerous times, and I will say it here now, that work includes you. I want you to see yourself, frankly, as God sees you, as a part of this work. This is not something that we're doing separate and apart from you. When you hear my voice on the airwaves, I know the Lord would want you to recognize that you are a part of allowing this to transpire, allowing this to happen. It is amazingly, amazingly wonderful to see something that provokes rejoicing and also humbling and sobering. You know, every time I see what God does through you, it reminds me that there's work to be done. You know, God doesn't allow these types of resources to be made available simply so that we can just glad hand and kiki about this or that. But it is a reminder that there is work to be done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For investing in the work of the Lord in our nation through this particular ministry. If you are listening to me now and you want to be a part, you still have some time to do so. The number to call if you want to make your pledge, make your donation, is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at afr.net, afr.net. Now, I know, and right now, many of you are making your transition from your part-time jobs where you generate an income to your full-time jobs where you cultivate an outcome. I know some people think that I am just naturally optimistic. That is not the case. This is something that is a product of God working in me to view the life that we live, the life that I live, from His perspective. And we have the opportunity in our day, with all of the forces of wickedness mounting around us, darkness mounting around us, we have the opportunity in our day to be, to our day, what our ancestors in the faith were to their days. I think about the continuity of the history of the Lord's church, going, you know, first of all the way through the Old Testament era up to the time of our Lord's incarnation through the first century, the second, third, fourth century, on through the time to where Gutenberg was inspired to make sure people had access at low cost to the Word of God for themselves, to read it for themselves. It should never be lost on us that that level of innovation was pursued to make sure that every single person would have access to the Word of God. I think about people like John Wycliffe and others that gave their lives so that we can have vernacular scripture, namely to be able to navigate the Word of God in the English language. You know, I think about the Septuagint translation, you know, the Hebrew text into Greek, the dominant language at the time. I think about all of those aspects that have brought us to the place where we are right here today in our time to be the hands and feet of our Lord, to be His ambassadors in this time. It is overwhelming to consider. Overwhelming to consider. Again, the number to call to participate to get on the last leg of this share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. 2396, or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net. That is AFR.net. You know, I'm stirred. I'm moved. I want to turn our attention right now to the Word of God. It's something that is just amazing to have available to us. You know, it's very easy to try to describe what's happening now merely in terms of natural occurrences. But the facts are that spiritual warfare is real. You know, the Apostle Paul communicates this to us in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm just going to read verses 10 to 13. And the Word of God says this, finally, this is the accumulation point, the culmination point of this epistle. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength, the Greek term there is kratos, the kratos, of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. The Lord, through the Apostle Paul, communicates to us that spiritual warfare is real. Spiritual warfare is real. But the Lord doesn't communicate that to us to provoke fear, trepidation, to make us apprehensive, to cause us to have a wringing of the hands. Simply put, the Lord wants us to be aware of what is transpiring. And then after making that pronouncement, he gets to verse 13. It says, therefore, just like I tell my children, when you see a therefore, what is it there for? This therefore is present in light of what precedes verse 13, verses 11 and 10 in the verses preceding. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Now, in verse 10, the Lord already told us to be strong in the Lord, not in ourselves, not in a fleshly notion of strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. The tense there in Greek is that the whole armor of God is put on once and for all, never to be withdrawn, never to be taken off. Put on the whole armor of God. Then Paul tells us why. You put on the whole armor of God. Why? So that you can be effective in thwarting, standing against the schemes of the enemy. Paul announces, yes, spiritual warfare is real. Verse 13, therefore, take up the armor. You know, the armor that you put on, never to take off. Take up that armor so that you may be able to antihistamine. That's the Greek phrase there. To antihistamine the devil. The same concept that we have for, you know, you get allergens. What do? You take antihistamines to resist the allergens' capacity to penetrate. Now, the allergens are around. They're floating around. They're present, but they don't have the capacity to intrude when you apply the antihistamine. That is what the scripture is saying to us there. So we don't have to be afraid of it. We are aware of it, and we engage. And it makes me remember, you know, when Elisha had his servant, you know, the Syrians sent their armies, you know, to go and they were trying to take out Elisha. You know, when Elisha's servant came running early in the morning, my father, they're coming, you know. They're coming. Help me, please. Elisha said, Lord, open the young man's eyes that he may see that they're more with us than are with them. And he prayed that the Lord opened the young man's eyes and he's able to see. He looked up. He said, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel surrounding the army that thought that they were pursuing Elisha. Guys, what I'm saying is no matter what it looks like naturally, there is a reality that supersedes our natural perception. And because the strength that we have is not our own, it's not a humanistic self-willed strength, it is a potency that is available by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are encouraged to envelop ourselves, to bind ourselves, if you will, to him to such a degree to where we are empowered by the strength of his might. And so when I look at, survey what the Lord has done by his divine providence, by his grace, through his people who are tangible means and applications of his grace, I am heartened. You know, there was a time when I was in New Orleans and my wife would tell you, I told you guys before that the first person ever say anything to me about being on the radio was my wife. You know, and she said that, I was like, for what? I didn't need to do anything to be on the radio. I was content. I was content with serving the Lord where he had placed me. But the Lord saw fit for me to make some adjustments. And so when the Lord does what he does, it is humbling, it is sobering, but it's also, all right, let's go. It's go time. It's go time. And so when I see what God is doing here and what he has done and what he continues to do, I am humbled and I am sobered by it. So again, thank you to all of you who have utilized your hard-earned resources. Look, I understand the way that things are currently. You know, groceries are very expensive. You know, you guys know I got 6 children. Eggs don't cost today what they were costing just about 4 years ago, you know. So we do not take it for granted. I personally do not take it for granted that you are willing to use your hard-earned funds, hard-earned resources to support this work. It is amazing to see. If there are many of you, others of you that want to get in on this now, you're welcome to do so. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. Yes, I see what's happening around us, but more importantly, God knows what's going on. And he's ordained you and me for this time, for his purposes, for his glory. He has not made us aware of what's happening. You know, I played the show from Didi, who called from Texas earlier this week. I've had conversations with others, and people have conversations that, man, how can we make headway? It's hard talking to people in this time. Listen, take heart. God knows. God knows the context that we're in. But those things that we encounter are not to cause us to become listful or to cause us to become despondent. It's for us to be sobered by it and to recognize that we cannot persist in our own strength. It is to encourage perpetual volitional dependence upon him to where we live, John 15:5. He is the vine. We are the branches. Apart from him, we can do nothing. The scripture there is not to say that we can't do tasks or execute things, but we cannot do anything of eternal import, you know, because there's lots of creativity that abounds, but we can also be creative in rebellion. You know, man has the capacity to obey the Lord or to use our God-given potential in rebellion, kind of like the Tower of Babel. But we don't want to be involved in constructing unauthorized structures. We want to be a part of building the kingdom of God. And that is how we want to use our resources. We don't want to be among the ranks of those who are seduced by our environment, that we get lost in the sauce of America's abundance and our prosperity, and we misplace the fact that, man, it is by God's grace we are who we are. It is by God's grace we live where we live. It is by God's grace that we have access to the resources we do have. We know we have people in our nation who suffer. People suffer in all different types. But I want to tell you, poverty in America is not like poverty globally. You know, I say this and people chuckle every time I say it. This is the only nation where oftentimes people can be in poverty, but we gain weight. That's not how it is in other places around the world. You know, in poverty in other places around the world means that you have a statutorily established weight loss plan, you know. But that's not to say, well, our condition is this and their condition is that. It's to recognize, wait, it's by God's grace we are what we are. And we have what we have. And we have the access to do what we can do, what we should do, what we must do. How then shall we use that opportunity? How then shall we use those resources? How will we employ what God has placed in our hands? That is what we have the opportunity to respond to. And I'll say along with what Joshua has recorded in scripture saying, as for me and my house, and we're going to serve the Lord. And, you know, if we're going to play, if we in the game, why not be in the game to win? You know, why hold anything in reserve? You know, a sister in our church one time said, and I've been saying it ever since, Sister Dara, thank you, Dara. Shout out to Dara. She said, listen, we're not contending for victory. We contend from victory. Eternity is out. If eternal life is ours, then why would we have any hesitation? Why would we have any halting between two opinions? Why would we allow any suggestion other than full orbed investment and commitment to the Lord's purposes with the time that he's given us? My dad was my first basketball coach. He used to tell us, Abe, leave it on the court, man. Leave it on the court. Come home empty. And I'm saying to you that God would have us do the exact same thing. Leave it on the playing field so that we come home empty. And on the other side of this, as we engage to be faithful in the here and now, our great hope and eternal expectation is to live in the manifested glorious presence of our King along with all of the saints throughout all of human history. Because that is our future. Why not live now like that is our future? I'm telling you, it's a wonderful privilege to be in the kingdom of God. It's a wonderful privilege. 877-616-2396.
back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome, welcome back to day three of the Fall 2024 Share-A-Thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. Abraham Hamilton III here. Again, let me be among the first to thank each and every one of you for your generous contributions to the work of the Lord here through American Family Radio and all of the various iterations of ministry that happen through the American Family Association. I am in studio, joined once again by a sister in the Lord who hosts our morning programming here, Jenna Ellis in the Morning. And she was gracious enough to join me here to share with you some of the other things that she is pursuing here through American Family Radio. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. And I always appreciate joining you, Abe. And I was listening on my way in and I got caught by the train, which was really funny because that never happens when I come in at 6 a.m, I was telling you. But I was listening to your opening on the way. And I just have to say, I love how much you just preach on your show. And so many times through the day, I mean, I wake up and I get to talk to all of our listeners in the morning and start the day off great. But, you know, things happen during the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And things that are unexpected, or we get discouraged, or, things that just come up. And what I love about your time slot and your show is that it's always a reminder that as we are leaving the vocation that mm-hmm. we make an income, we go home to cultivate an outcome. And mm-hmm. even for someone like me who doesn't yet have children, it's a reminder that I'm also cultivating an outcome in myself and my faith, and
Amen.
God is cultivating an outcome in me. And
Amen.
So it's always really encouraging to hear the preaching solidly of God's word, especially putting on the full armor of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for that. And I do that not only for an external facing reality, but also to remind myself, because this is not something I'm in it with every single one of us. You know, it's not something that I'm just like detached from, because I'm involved in this. My wife will tell you, she was the first one to suggest I need to be on the radio. And when she said that to me, I was like, yeah, get out of here. I don't need to be on the radio. You know, but God knew better. He was telling me through my wife, because this is just really who I am. I've been this exact same way before the Lord ever allowed me to have access to a microphone, simply because we should navigate life from our eternal vantage point and refuse to allow the temporal context that we're in to manipulate us and dissuade us, and even in some contexts to seduce us away from the life that God would have us to live. And so I appreciate that encouragement, and by God's grace, we'll continue it.
Amen to that. And by God's grace, we will continue it. And one of the things that I've been encouraged by through the week of Share-A-Thon here, and I always love when I get to come to Tupelo, because since I'm in Florida, I'm remote, and so I get to talk to everybody here just remotely. But seeing everybody is also such a blessing and encouragement, and a great reminder that the people that we have been well before we had microphones, we will also continue to be well after November
Amen.
5th.
Amen.
And no matter if this country stays and hopefully returns and has a revival mm-hmm. for the Judeo-Christian founding, or if we plunge off the cliff into paganism and cultural Marxism and all mm-hmm. the rest, we will still continue teaching the truth of the gospel of Christ. And that's what people are supporting here, and why I love being in this ministry, is that we are not dependent on politicians, politics. Kingdoms will rise and fall, but the word of the Lord will remain.
Amen. Well said. Which brings me to my next question. One of the things that you are about to, I don't know if it's launched yet, or
tomorrow.
It's about to, tomorrow.
Tomorrow
okay.
is the big day.
Well, I will invite you to share exactly what it is, because you're taking on another role in addition to the morning show that, as you already alluded to, it launches tomorrow. So, Jenna, what is launching tomorrow?
Yes, I am so excited that we are doing an AFR exclusive weekly podcast, and it is titled On Demand with Jenna Ellis. And so while we get to cover the top trending stories, news of the day, things that people want to hear as they're driving into work, what's going on in the world, there are so many times that, as you know, 1 hour just is not enough time to do a deep dive sometimes into some topics. And I've had so many listeners say, you know, I wanted you to go further in this topic or explain this more. Mm-hmm. And so these are going to be the topics on demand. Mm-hmm. So On Demand with Jenna Ellis, and we're going to do a deep dive in an open-ended podcast. It's a great streaming availability that we're not limited by radio bandwidth. So We could do 20 minutes, we could do 2 hours, whatever it is, with some great guests on topics that are law, constitution, theology, culture, worldview, a lot of things. So for listeners, you've written in with some topics already, but if listeners have a question or something that they want to learn about more, you can write in jenna@afr.net and tell me what you'd like to hear on demand.
Now, it launches tomorrow. How often can people expect episodes?
Every Friday. So listen to Jenna Ellis in the morning during the weekdays, and then you'll have the longer format to stream over the weekend if you just can't get enough of AFR.
I understand exactly what you say, because I often, when you're saying an hour, sometimes it's not enough, because I often say I'm going to run out of time before I run out of show.
Yes.
Because I often have a lot to say. Bobby is nodding in affirmation because he gets a lot of the non-timed show when the show is over.
Yes.
And before it starts. And so it's that is amazing. And so where can people find it? Obviously, I know, but I want you to share it with me.
Yes, at afr.net. And you can go to our podcast link there at the top and then click on the icon for On Demand with Jenna Ellis. And that first episode will drop tomorrow. Very excited. And then in addition to that, taking on some other responsibilities here as well. Formal title is Senior Policy Advisor. So getting to connect with a lot of our legislative and policy side and some of the things that, you know, maybe our radio network doesn't realize that American Family Association is engaged in. I mean, there's so much that you do as well beyond being a wonderful preacher on the air. And I've experienced firsthand some of the great legal battles that that you have been involved in and, just so many things. And so it's so much more even than just talk radio. But I love being on air, and I'm loving expanding the role here with the AFR family.
Praise God. Now, I do want to ask you about this. You alluded to it. I've described what we're facing here just electorally, and people know, if you listen to my show, that I know for a fact politics is not going to save us. I say it every day. However, the Lord has called his body to execute his commission, but sometimes I think people underestimate the significance of God also divinely ordaining the context where he's deposited members of his body to execute his commission. You know, the Lord very well could have placed us in China in the 21st century, or I could have been a Christian in America in the 18th. Century. My ability to execute the Great Commission would have been severely different had I been an 18th century Christian with this glorious melanin the Lord has given me versus where I am today. And so with all of that, there's a story here. This is a Christian Post story, but I actually pulled the actual study from Dr. George Barna, and he's recorded generally over 100 million people who identify of some faith or another that are not going to participate in this election, but more particularly 32 million professing Christians who frequently attend worship services in the country have communicated that will not. When you hear communications like that, what is your initial reaction?
Revive us again, oh Lord. So very timely in terms of our Share-a-thon theme. But really, this speaks to a culture that is like a self-entitled, spoiled child, where we have known the blessings of liberty, that we have taken it so for granted that we expect to persist in that lifestyle without taking responsibility for it for ourselves and actually growing up. So the time for America is to grow up, take responsibility, participate, and understand from whom those blessings flow. And you are absolutely right that no matter what day and age we find ourselves in, God has appointed each and every one of us who lives and breathes right now to this moment. We are called, and as you often say, don't miss your moment.
Amen.
And I love that because that's true. It is no accident that we are here in this election if you are of voting age in 2024. I could have been born at a day and age as a woman as well, that I didn't have the ability to do as much for the Lord or do something different. And so we need to recognize that with the blessings of liberty, regardless of the society in which we find ourselves, Scripture is replete with Christians who have persisted in the Great Commission in pagan societies, in Christian societies, we must persist in doing the things of the Lord in this day and age.
Mm, well said.
Vote. And,
yeah, I mean, it is one of the things. It's not exclusive things. It's one of the things that God has made available for us to keep the highway for gospel proclamation and disciple making available. You know, I continue to remark that, I mean, I have friends who are believers in Canada. They cannot do this. They cannot open microphones on the airwaves in Canada and talk about the truth of God's word. They just cannot do it. And we have a say in whether or not we can do that, and we'll continue to be able to do that. And this is one of the ways that we're able to do so.
Just one. And again, even if the worst happens and we become a pagan cultural Marxist society, that doesn't change our mission as Christians.
Not at all.
We are not dependent on party or politics or whatever happens after November 5th. We need to take seriously living the Christian life, which requires knowing the person of truth, which is Jesus Christ. And that's why supporting ministries like AFR is so important, because we will be here teaching the truth each and every day.
Amen. Well said. And I've already started the process of thanking you guys for supporting the work of the ministry through American Family Radio and AFA. I know some of you still may want to participate. If you want to, you can. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or if you want to give online, you can do so securely by going to AFR.net, and you can give right there online. We've now been joined in studio by American Family Radio's president and two of our vice presidents, Tim Wildman, president of American Family Radio, as well as Walker Wildman and Wesley Wildman. Welcome, fellas. Which is a share-a-thon tradition.
Yes.
For you guys to come in at the latter part of the day just to help us wrap up today's affairs. By God's grace, the Lord seems to still want the lights on at
yes.
AFR.
Yeah.
And the gang's all here.
Yes.
Welcome.
We're all here. And folks, appreciate you calling in over the last 3 days. I'm having Jonathan, you may have the totals pulled up, but over 18,000 families have joined us. Over $4 million raised over the past 3 days. So, we couldn't do it without our listening audience.
Absolutely.
Amen. Is my microphone?
You're on. Loud and clear.
You're
okay.
On.
Yeah. So yeah, we want to thank everybody. And you know, like Abe, you said, the phone lines are still available.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, 27 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them online post-charathon if you want to at AFR.net. But our phone volunteers will exit in about half an hour. So if you want to call and make a pledge and be as generous as you can, what's that phone number, Wesley?
877. Walker, let me have one. Just give me one.
Well,
here.
You know, it's like, gracious. How many times do we need the number? We got it here.
No,
I'll hold it for you, Wesley.
He's got one right there.
Just so I can be a part of this.
That's right. That way, I can't just have one moment. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net.
You know, one of the things we've got coming up between now and the next Share-a-thon, which will be in the spring, is our two new stations that we've purchased. We've got stations going on in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's pending approval from the FCC, mm-hmm. and of course, we know that George Soros got his stations by really
expedited.
Quick, and I know that they'll treat us the same.
Not.
No, what?
He went through McDonald's, I think, for his, and just reordered it.
The microwave.
All right, well, so.
You know, that's funny, because you know that's one of the things I do. I deal with the FCC for our acquisitions, and I, you know, I've never seen them expedite any transactions for American Family Radio. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Now, in fairness, they've never blocked us. It's usually just formalities and
red tape.
Yeah, but we really don't have foreign investment either. And we're not necessarily subject to a national security review.
Didn't they expedite 200? There's over 200 signals.
Over 200 signals.
Yeah.
For George Soros.
For George Soros.
You know, ahead of the election.
And the law, through FCC regulation, requires any acquisition with foreign investment that exceeds 25%, that 25% threshold, it automatically is subject to not being allowed, first and foremost. And secondarily, any amount of foreign investment requires a national security review.
Yes.
Were they all in the same state?
No.
But he got that bypassed?
Yes,
that was
the application. Waived the 25% threshold, waived the national security review.
Did they say why they did that? FCC?
And to be fair, they're saying they're postponing that, but they're allowing the license acquisition,
the licenses to be acquired
in the meantime, which is something that the FCC has never done.
How do you undo that, right? Once it's already approved.
But we'll be on the air. What I'm saying is between now and next spring, we'll be on the air with two news. People want to know, are you growing?
Yeah, I mean, Lord willing, we should be on the air by the end of the year. Probably 60 to 90 days is average for the FCC.
Yeah, before the end of the year.
Yeah, so we are expanding our signal, folks, our radio signal. But as everyone here listening knows, technology is the latest, and we can expand our app and our online presence at a fraction of the cost and make it available to people all around the world. So that's what we're doing as well. We're building out and making our app more reliable, easier to use for our users. And we have people listening in California, Illinois, New York, various states where we don't even have signals.
Colorado,
we even have,
my family. My dad loves the app. Yes, exactly.
And then we've had people call from Europe and and other parts of the world. So the Lord is allowing us to use technology to reach people all around the world.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I got the privilege to have Tony on this Share-a-thon on Dr. Nurse Mom's program to discuss how we're in the process of getting AFA content on the apps of prisoners and how they use apps. And so we've been back and forth. There's some things there, but we're trying to get through. But we are in the process of doing that. We already are on the signals in some of the places. I know Lexington, Kentucky is a place where it covers a female prison, I believe that is. And you've had some experience with this, Abe, that we are reaching into the unbeknownst to us,
the prisoners write in.
I've had a few actually, and I actually had somebody write in, and I sent it to Kevin, our security, because I wasn't sure.
And then he said,
"Well, it's because our signals." And I was like, "Oh, okay,
yeah, sure."
So yeah,
yeah. There's a huge one in Texas.
There's a couple that we reach into.
Yeah, but isn't that great? I mean, we're also a prison ministry.
That's what I've had the privilege of telling people. To add to all the things we do. Intentionally, we like I said, unbeknownst to us, we've got signals in a lot of these prisons. So,
amen.
People are reaching out and they're writing into us, telling us the impact that we're having in their lives. So, amazing. And that's all because
our listeners,
the people right now that are listening, have taken the time. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to over the years that they were a season in their life where they couldn't give financially, but they signed every petition. and they were handing out, they were printing stuff off, they were taking our Stand magazine and handing it out. And so for anybody, all those that are listening, even if for some reason this particular share-a-thon you couldn't financially participate, I just want to say on behalf of my primary job, which is build relationships and thank supporters, to thank you.
Well said.
Amen.
Well said. Day 3 of the fall 2024 Share-a-thon is nearing a close. If you want to still get in, you can. You can call 877-616-2396. That is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Abraham Hamilton III here in studio with Jenna Ellis, Walker Wildman, Wesley Wildman, and Tim Wildman. On the other side of the break, we will be back with the wrap-up for this fall 2024 Share-a-thon. Thank you again to everybody who's given. Thank you to all of you who've wanted to give but may not be in a position to do so at the moment. Thank you to each and every one of you who prays for this ministry, lifts us up in prayer, continues to exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and to be intercessors for us to be salt and light in this time that God has planted us.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Day 3 of the fall 2024 Share-a-thon is nearing a close. Abraham Hamilton III here, joined by Jenna Ellis, Wesley Wildman, Walker Wildman, Tim Wildman. We are here to wrap up Share-a-thon. I want to invite Wesley to talk about one of the major things that's happening. Lots of listeners and supporters over the years have asked for a form of biblical worldview training, and we've been working feverishly to put together what we have now is the Activate curriculum. Would you just share with the listeners a little bit as to what is available and what they can expect through the Activate curriculum?
Yes, so it is a worldview training curriculum, of course. And so with that said, there's a lot of assumptions, and they're probably right. You know, you've got, you're covering biblical topics, you're covering issues that are core to AFA. But I just want to fast forward to what you would expect from a biblical worldview training course, and just fast forward and say, what makes it different? What makes it different is, in addition to the video content and the booklet that you use to follow along, at each session, each video, it concludes with providing you multiple ways, as many as 8 ways, that you can apply that what you just learned in real life situations. Mm-hmm. And it was considered that there may be a few introverts. And we know there's different personalities, and some people are more, vocal or more engaging than others. But we considered both introverts and extroverts and gave you multiple ways that you can apply what you just learned to real life, everyday mm-hmm. life. And so that's what makes it unique. So in order to move from one topic, and we cover the 5 core issues of AFA, in order to move from one core issue to the next, you have to complete the activate side of it. So you have to apply what you learn. And here's just a couple examples. And yes, some of it's kind of contentious, but one of the ways one of it is when you, I believe it's the pro-life section, and this is also the true for a couple of other units, but you have to ask your pastor what his position and the church's and your church's position is on the life issue. And so that would be one of a couple different ways that we say, hey, do one of these things.
Yeah.
And that's living. And then on the marriage and family side topic, I remember one of them being to have dinner with someone who has been married longer than you mm-hmm. and older than you, and then and just listen and take it and take in some of their experiences, what they've learned. But that's putting yourself in a position that you wouldn't otherwise be challenged in. And so that's what really sets Activate apart. We cover the 5 core issues of AFA, and we cover them with great, phenomenal professors, phenomenal content. We cover it also from an apologetic standpoint, like mm-hmm. how we teach ourselves, how can we respond and engage on these issues out in public. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, what really sets this worldview training apart that AFA and AFS has created is a side that really challenges you to live out what you just learned.
Mm. And how can people access the Activate curriculum?
Activate.afa.net. That's activate.afa.net. We have 3 different ways, or 3 different
subscriptions.
Thank you, Walker.
I got you, dude.
you can purchase it, you and your spouse, or you can purchase it in a small group, or you can purchase it in a church group. And on the website, it explains the variations and the differences there. So we hope to, and we are currently planning on over the next 4 or 5 years each summer, to have an Activate Summit here at the headquarters or around the headquarters of AFA at Tupelo, Mississippi. And each year we're going to cover one of the core issues. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to dive much deeper at the Activate Summit than we would be able to in the actual training course. So we've worked for that for many years and prayed about it. And that right there, I'll end with this. That right there, you like that? That right there is a project
y'all
listeners asked for and we gave.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, let me give out the number, and then I do want to comment on one of the most helpful sessions for me.
Okay.
877-616-2396. I know Jonathan, our director of radio, is in the Sherathon Central saying, give out the number. That's why when Dad asked you for the number, I was just like going to spit it off because I've said it probably 300 times today.
You have?
Yeah. 877-616-2396 to donate to AFR, go over to AFR.net. But the life topic that you covered, that's an entire section of the Activate curriculum. Scott Klusendorf is the gentleman that did that. He's a professor, but he answers all the arguments in favor of abortion.
Yep, that's right.
All the objections, he answers them all point by point and breaks them all down in a very concise and simple manner for people to understand.
Yeah. What are the 5 core issues? I don't know if you mentioned them.
I didn't want to hog the radio. I didn't want to hog the mic. You've got stewardship. That's one of them. You've got marriage and family. You've got religious liberty. You've got the life issue. And what was the 4th? What was the 5th one?
Now you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, we have six core values, but we narrowed this down to five.
Right.
So
you'll have to subscribe to find
that's
out.
Right.
That's right.
For
so the we're fifth not one, give it all
the fifth
away.
One is a cliffhanger.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a marriage and family, religious liberty, stewardship. Did I say marriage and family already?
Yeah, yeah, life.
Life, and there's a fifth one. Walker's
religious
pulled
liberty?
It up.
Yeah.
I've already mentioned, I did mention that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Walker's pointed out.
I got you.
Well, you're thinking of that, though. I mean, this is so great. And the example that you just gave about going to your pastor and asking those questions, that is so important. Everyone should be doing that when they either join a church, when they're anticipating. You need to ask the essential questions of your leadership and know where do they stand on these issues. You don't want to wait a year into it and then suddenly, you know, you're going, well, wait, they've never preached a sermon on life. What happened to Sanctity of Life Sunday? Or they say something that then you disagree with. Or if you've been at a church for a decade and you still don't know where they stand on certain issues. I mean, these are things that are so important so that you know that you are in a fellowship that is promoting the truth and has the right doctrine. I mean, that's so important on the life issue, but also all of theology. So what a great way to put that into practice.
Yeah. So AFA, to answer our question, AFA has five core values, and we covered them a few minutes ago. We have six, morality and evangelism and discipleship. But what we did here with Activate, with morality and evangelism and discipleship, is we bundled it in underneath the topics. So we have four core topics covered by Activate: sanctity of life, marriage and family, religious liberty, and stewardship, which is the ones you mentioned.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't miss one.
You were right.
So you got it.
We were just saying five when it was four.
That's right.
All right, and I have two questions, one for Jen and one for Tim. First, Jen, I wanted to ask you, because it seems providential that God allowed for Governor Ron DeSantis to still be in Florida, where you had the two storms that hit, which, you know, that storms really resonate with me. You guys know my story, thrusted westward because of Hurricane Katrina, but with Hurricane Helene and then this Hurricane Milton that made landfall, what has been on the ground your experience with Governor DeSantis' leadership? And I would add in, seems like soon after he announced that the Florida Coast Guard,
the
State Guard, then two other entities, and even the Florida Department of Transportation were going to respond to the potential strike by the port workers, the port strike just kind of evaporated. Mm-hmm. I found that to be interesting. So what has that been like on the ground there with Governor DeSantis'
and,
leadership?
You know, his leadership has just been absolutely phenomenal. And he is somebody who does not care about attribution or attention or negative comments or media. He just gets things done. And I have been really privileged, especially having him almost 2 years ago, if you can believe this now, a resident of Florida, working with his office more closely, you know, getting to know people in his office. And it is just amazing to me to see how much foresight he has. And somebody who works for him, close to him, told me, you know, he is the guy who sat down, read the entire Florida state constitution and said, I want to know the provisions. I want to know my powers. I want to know the other powers and who I need to go to. If it's not one of my powers, I can exercise and get this done. I mean, that is a leader and somebody who takes that leadership seriously. And you have seen him marshal those powers and execute them with such precision that even with Florida Amendment 4, which we should all be in Florida opposing and voting against, that's the extreme amendment to the state constitution that would cement a so-called right to abortion in our state constitution. He has had like 17 different ways of attacking this. And one of the great things that he prevailed in is having an impact statement that is now on the ballot that is convincing a lot of even pro-choice voters to oppose it, because the impact says that likely taxpayers will end up responsible for a lot of the abortions in the state, which even pro-choice voters do not want. And so that was something where, you know, even though it stayed on the ballot, he didn't just go, well, you know, I tried one way. And so what you're seeing with his response to the hurricane is somebody who genuinely cares about being a statesman. And imagine if we had that type of leadership in every red state, how much more of an impact we would have with especially Christian leadership. And I love, I was on a phone call, and I'll end with this. I was on a phone call with him, with other faith leaders about Amendment 4. And not only was he praying, you know, on the phone with everyone, but he specifically said, as a part of opposing Amendment 4, he said, we cannot we can't underscore how important it is that every Christian in Florida has to pray. And he said that is the number one way that we can impose this. I thought, what an amazing thing for a leader to say. I have so much respect for him.
Man, that's amazing. And I'll give the number one more time for those who still coming in late, say, wait, Abe, don't close the gate yet. Well, I'm not closing the gate. The number to participate in Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. The number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Tim, I want to pass this question on to you because among us here on at the desk, you have been a part of the most share-a-thons here. When you see how the Lord continues to move people to support this work, to support this ministry financially, how does that resonate with you, having seen the ministry grow first from what your dad starting and you leading it now, and then seeing to where the Lord has brought the ministry to now? How does that impact you, seeing that over the years and even this particular share-a-thon?
Well, I'm trying to think back to our first share-a-thon, I think it was 1991. I know that's when we went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's when we had our first share-a-thon or it went over into 1992, but I want to say the first one was like $75,000 or something like that. Of course, we only had like one or two stations, you know, on the air at that time, and we were going to bump up against $4 million. Well, we're over $4 million pledged for this particular share-a-thon. So the money's obviously grown, and the listenership has grown enormously because we're, you know, we have nearly 170 radio stations now. So it's just, you know, to be able to reach out across America, and now with the with our radio stations, and now with the app's been a game changer for us because now people like Jenna's dad can listen in Colorado where we don't even have a radio station. So it's we're able to, you know, accomplish our mission. Our mission is to equip and inform, and you know we tell people about the Lord and the Bible and excuse me, am I cutting in and out?
You are. I think you're
speak
doing...
up a little bit.
Okay, but anyway, so we're doing everything. You mentioned the five values. We're doing everything now with our microphone that we have to communicate to, especially to the Christian community all across America, how to be involved, how to be engaged, how to know what's going on, how to share your faith, how to stand for the Word of God, all those things. It's a comprehensive biblical worldview that we communicate 24/7 here at American Family Radio, and we're just excited that we're able to have the funds to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you know, it's one thing to have a vision, and it's another thing to have the means to do it.
That's right.
So that our listeners are continually, every share-a-thon, providing us with the means to carry out our mission.
Amen.
And you don't just communicate it, you also live it. And I have loved being part of AFA, seeing the leadership here actually doing what they're communicating. And I have so much respect for this ministry for that reason, too.
Amen.
For those Today's Issue listeners that are tuning in right now, is there any, can I use the word plethora?
Yeah,
that's a good word.
Yeah.
Cornucopia.
It's a very common and word that we use on Today's Issue, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Bobby, I thought that was our word.
Oh, no? Well, Abe's probably got his word. You got a word?
Heretofore,
you got a word from the Bible.
Used plethora today. Heretofore.
Heretofore.
So. Now, heretofore is traditionally a Today's Issue.
That's a Friday after. Yeah, that's a Friday trivia.
Trying to save that word.
That's right. Try to save that word.
Heretofore.
We do have the beautiful thing from... One of the beautiful things for me personally is I'm driving home or if I'm listening on my lunch break is the plethora of different types of radio content that we offer. The addition just in the last year, Dr. Nurse Mom, Dr. Peck, just celebrated her 1 year on being on AFR. Between that particular type of content from Jenna's to there, you have a Bible teaching, then you finish with Abe in the afternoon, a little bit hybrid of both. I mean, you just really get a really good... saturation or plethora.
Yes, plethora.
Of Christian worldview content here on American Family Radio that covers all aspects. And it's archived, so you can go back and listen to it. If you're not able to be at the radio when one of your favorite shows is on, you can go back and listen to it later.
Mm-hmm. Another program we just added in the last month or two is Katie Faust with Them Before Us organization.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, that she's on the weekend, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we started out with a podcast, but she's on Saturdays and Sundays. We re-air it on Sundays, but she's focusing on the right of children to have both mom and their dad, and she just really hones in on that topic, which is an issue that we're facing today. in our society. So, yeah, tons of great content and a variety of different topics discussed on the radio.
You know, I have one listener. Merle is a frequent, avid listener, is still campaigning for us to get a station for Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay, all right.
Or at least let the app get into Trinidad and Tobago. You guys were mentioning, I get notes from, we have listeners in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One is a government employee listening under, sees through the app from all over the world. But she said, you better not sell your stations to George Soros.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I put in all caps, never!
Yes. Yes.
You have to read it in that, never!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I typed it, but I'm thinking, never!
Yeah.
let me speak to that for a second. I've mentioned before on different programs throughout Share-a-thon, and first time on this program, there's three reasons that I've concluded after traveling for 10 years and meeting over 16,000 of our financial supporters, handshake face-to-face. Three things I've concluded that the reason for the advancement of AFA and the healthiness of it is because, one, Papa Don Wildman never, the scripture said, don't owe no man anything, so we've been debt-free.
They're saying hi.
They're saying
hi to the kids. They
like
out there.
Kids.
They do. They want to say hi.
That's
Pepper
not
and
me,
Todd.
Y'all. That's not me.
It's not. Debt free.
I'll go get him.
We've been debt free. I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
No.
Really?
One of the things why,
I wonder why.
The ministry has been preserved. Right. You're saying
debt free. The one I was getting to was we haven't compromised on truth.
Amen. No compromising truth. Amen.
Which means not selling our towers.
And I never thought we would end the program with
the
raucous barking.
Copper and Todd.
But
cheering for the
Copper and Todd are reminding you that there's a fight before
us. That's right.
So the Lord has staffed us, and let's make sure that our bite is worse than our bark.
That's it. Wonderful, Abe.
Boom.
If anybody can fix that, it's Abe. That's right.